Hello, my name is Antonio Gonçalves Jr., nicknamed Toninho. I'm not a Guatzeli descendant, but I have been married to a Guatzeli for 25 years. We live in Brazil, South America, in a city called Cruzeiro, in the state of São Paulo. My wife is the granddaughter of Maria Guatzeli, who was born in April 14, 1904, in Pieve Fosciana, Italy, daughter of Constantino Guazzelli and Aldina Piacentini. Maria and her siblings, except one of them, left Italy in the late 20s and came to Brazil. They were Giuseppe, Nello, Americo, Angelina, Carlo, Settimo, and Maria. All of them deceased. Carlo Guazzelli was the only one who went to Scotland, where he settled with his family in a town called Erving, on the southwest coast of Scotland. In Brazil, Maria Guazzelli married Francesco Martinelli, and they had their only daughter, named Gioconda, who married Geraldo dos Santos, and they live in Bananal, a little town about 100 kilometers west of Rio de Janeiro. They had four sons and one daughter: Orlando, deceased, Arnaldo, Thelma, my wife, Reinaldo, and Ginaldo. Granny Maria always told us that she had a brother who lived in Scotland with his family, but she had lost all contact with him since the World War II. In January 1998, I began to search for Guazzelis in the United Kingdom through the internet, using the Alta Vista searching engine. I found only one called Victor Guazzelli, who was the Archbishop of Westminster in London. I sent him an email and asked him if he was one of the Guazzellis I was looking for. Unfortunately, I didn't receive any reply. I was working on a project which demanded a lot of travel inside my country, and then I stopped the search for some time. In May 1999, I decided to continue looking for the Guazzellis in Scotland, this time using the ICQ software. I found some, but none of them living in Scotland. I knew they lived in Erving, and then I began to search for people living there and asked them if they knew any Guazzellis. I had two pictures which could help. The first one showed Carlo Guazzelli, his wife, and their three children in 1935. The other was a picture of a bar or a store they had in Erving in 1937, named La Marina Café. I sent them the pictures, but none of them had heard anything about the Guazzellis. One of them, nicknamed Blondie, looked up in the phone book and found three Guazzellis, one living in Erving, another in Girvan, and another in Darvel. She gave me the phone numbers, and another user, Nevada, made a call to the one living in Erving and found out that his name was Eddie, and that he's one of the grandsons of Carlo Guazzelli. Another user, nicknamed Web Otter, helped me too, making a call to Girvan, where he found a lady of the Guazzelli family. I sent Eddie an email where I told him what I was looking for, but I was so excited with the discovery that I couldn't wait for a reply by email. So I called him directly in Erving, and he confirmed he was really the grandson of Carlo Guazzelli. I firstly thought that the lady who lives in Girvan was Aldina, also known as Dina. The only daughter of Carlo Guazzelli alive, but later I found out that she lives in Stirling, which was the Scotland's ancient capital, located around 20 miles northeast of Glasgow or 30 miles northwest of Edinburgh. I couldn't yet believe it, but there was no more doubt. I had found the lost link, and the search was finally over. Eddie sent me an email too. He told me about the Carlo Guazzelli family now, and that Dina was going to Italy on vacation on May 15 for 2 weeks. So I called Dina and told her we're very glad to have found the descendants of Carlo. She said she was very contenta, happy. The next day I received an email from Martin, Dina's son, who gave me more details about Dina's family with a picture of his two sons, Michael and Peter, holding their youngest cousin, the babe Aiden, at his christening. I would like to thank the people who helped me, Blondie, Nevada, her brother, and web author. I would like also to thank to the people who created the ICQ software, through which I could find members of the family separated for a long time and by a great distance. Thank you very much for you all.